Hey everybody, it's Michael from Fantasy Movie Mashup.
And Xavier.
And this week will be actually not about movies, it'll be about video games.
And maybe video games that I would like to see as a movie.
Dun dun dun.
So guys, we've been talking a lot about movies, and the last 2 weeks we haven't seen anything brand new. Now, Xavier did watch a new Indian flick, but I did not see it, so I will not review that one. He might talk about it throughout this podcast, but I will not. So, we've been playing a lot of different video games. I actually recently reinvested back into a Nintendo Switch because I grew up playing Pokemon, and there's going to be a new Pokemon coming out, so yes, I will be playing that.
Oh, hell yeah. Sword and Shield, baby. Sword and Shield.
This coming up year, we're on the end of this console cycle, and we're about to see next year the new consoles being announced. And with the new consoles being announced, we're also going to see a lot of games coming out. A lot of great games. One near and dear to my heart is Halo 6, which they decided again to go back to where you can now do co-op in your living room, which is huge because on Halo 5, the biggest pet peeve is you could not do split screen co-op.
Yeah, what's the point?
Oh, it was so upsetting. Me and my daughters were... So me and my two daughters play Halo against each other religiously. We've been doing it since they were like 7 years old, and Halo 5 couldn't do it. We didn't play Halo. I played the story campaign because I love the franchise, grew up with the franchise, and really care about it. But other than that, I decided not to even play it anymore. Just didn't play multiplayer at all. Maybe 50 games in total. It kind of ruined that franchise. 343 being the new company kind of ruined it. It was worse than Reach, and everybody hated Reach. It was very upsetting.
Upsetting. That's upsetting. The new word. Here's the thing though. Halo Reach actually had some cool features in it. Like, I wouldn't say it was a complete scrub. Like, the customization features of the Spartan uniforms, like, the customizable aspects of it, that part was cool. That was fun. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not enough for me to play hours upon hours of gameplay.
No, but the thing is, like, with Halo Reach, if you were really big into playing competitive, like, I did a lot of game battle duos on Reach, and the biggest thing was Bloom. Because of Bloom, and because of the way the hitboxes were, competitively, you could be going off one game, and then the next game, you look like complete trash and be playing the exact same way.
Yeah, exact loadouts.
It wasn't consistency. There was no consistency. With the way the sniper as well as the DMR actually like shot. And even when you figured out the correct consistent shot pull, it still wasn't consistent. So even if you figured out the timing, it wasn't the perfect timing regardless. So there's a lot behind that game with the mechanics and the way the way your grenades move, the way your bullet moved, the way the gun actually shot, and the different movements of the gun and the player. There's a lot to it. It's very similar to like people that hated the last three Call of Duties. There's gonna be somebody that gripes about everything. I played hours and hours of Reach, and yes, did I think there was a lot of things wrong with the game? Yes, but there was a lot of great things about the game, too. That game brought, like, the ninja courses. It brought so many unique things, even if you were not a competitive player. And it started, like, a trend of games that that are really good. Like, if you look at the last few Call of Duties, the last few Rainbow games, first-person shooters, like, even looking at, like, Doom, these games are better because of what Halo did.
Oh, yeah, like, these games were pioneering. Yeah. And then that's the thing, like production companies, just like video game developers or studios, they kind of do the same thing. Like, some of these franchises, they can kind of get away with just peddling minor updates, and people will still buy the game. Like, I mean, Madden's one of those. The 2K series is one of those. I haven't played the 2K. Full disclosure, I haven't played 2K in a while, so I'm sure somebody's going to hate my belittling of the 2K. But yeah, you don't have to make massive changes. You still know that there's a consistent fan basis, even though people will complain. Like the Call of Duty scene, people complain every 6 months about what the newest thing Call of Duty did to make the game garbage, but it still sells and people still play it. I do want to keep on the Halo tangent, because when it comes to this podcast, and it is very relatable, my mind first went to Forward Onto Dawn, which, if you haven't seen it, I want to see, it's on Netflix now. It was it was a 343, kind of, I think they funded it, and it was a mini series about these cadets in the what was it? The Naval something?
It was basically a lead up to Halo 5, and to tell the story of the Admiral that's in Halo 5.
And Master Chief is in there. Everyone's, you know, beloved, friendly neighborhood Spartan.
Only at the end.
But it was so badass, which leads me to my tangent, which is, in a Hollywood that peddles lesser video game to movie adaptations without any regard for what fans actually like, why have we not had a Halo movie? Like,
and there's actually, like, even if they did something, like, so the story of Reach, like, even if they did something from the books that was obscure and not about Master Chief himself, you could still be good.
Right.
Like, the story of Reach, again, there was a lot of Spartans. Master Chief was not the only Spartan.
I don't...
Was he the best?
Yes.
Yes. But... He's not the first, nor he was he the last...
No.
Of any of the Spartans. Like, even Nathan Fillion ended up being a Spartan.
Oh, that was such a low-key good game. What was that, ODST?
Yes.
Oh, that was so
good. Extremely good. Extremely good. But again, I don't know why they haven't created... I think a lot of it is because of ODST, though. It's very similar to Starship Troopers with my boy Casper Van Dien.
Casper Van Dien.
Like, that dude is... he was ahead of his time. If I took off the Master Chief mask, I could see Casper Van Dien as Master Chief.
Well, that's where my mind started going. Like, as you were talking about the game, I was like, who could play Master Chief?
They were,
like,
trying to cast The Rock. Because nobody's actually seen his face.
No, he's, like, kind of disfigured. He is supposed...
Like, in the book, it describes what he looks like. And he would look more like a scarred-up Casper Van Dien. But they were talking about doing The Rock, but let's be honest. Look what happened with Doom. Doom was not a bad movie. I liked it because... I'm an action fan, and I don't mind cringe.
But
there's a lot to that movie that was cringy.
But that's what makes me like... So, like, there are some cult fans of Doom, as well as, like, the fucking Resident Evil franchise. How many Resident Evils are there? Like, Resident Evil 7.
I quit watching after the third one.
I feel like the Resident Evil franchise is like that now. That's what I'm talking about. Hits CD franchise.
Actually, if you haven't played the new Resident Evil game, that game was sick.
We have yet to get a live action adaptation of just a Resident Evil game. Like, you're telling me you can do a Resident Evil game based off of Las Plagas and set it as a horror film? Like a sci-fi horror? Like
Silent Hill?
Yeah. Oh, God, Silent Hill. Again, you see, there's so many... freaking Rampage. Rampage. Let's process this. Also starring The Rock. Yes. The Rock, Rampage.
Let's just put The Rock in every video game movie ever.
But you can't really use The Rock. I mean, Jumanji?
I'm just saying, like... you can throw him in anything.
See, I would like Idris Elba, though. I want Idris Elba voice for Master Chief.
No, because Idris Elba, he could play that other Spartan that was chasing Master Chief.
Oh, when it was like Master Chief's gone bad and they're like the Master Chief hunter?
Yeah. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Again, that's why Halo 5 was trash. I don't get me wrong, I love Halo so much. The game is like my childhood, but that game was trash. It just was. And I like graphically and mechanically and everything like that, it was great. The guys at 343 built a great game. Terrible story.
Yeah, it wasn't like the mechanics.
The game itself played amazingly.
Yeah.
The story was trash. Out of a Halo game where the stories are usually freaking amazing.
Right. Which typically is synonymous with video game movies. It's like the idea and the concept for the most part is there. Like I would say Doom was there. Like the problem with Doom was it was gimmicky because they were trying to get us into, hey, this movie's going to show first person shooter in a movie and it hadn't been seen before. And we're like, cool.
It was terrible.
And it was the last, like, first off, it was probably like a, what would you say? Probably like a third, like a minute long montage, like scene at the very end of the movie. The very end of the movie. Like, it wasn't like the full thing. It wasn't like, I don't know if you guys,
Sam something Sam or something?
What?
There is a whole movie where it's first person.
Hardcore Henry.
Yeah, Hardcore Henry. Yeah. That's what it was.
That movie was
hilarious. Actually, I loved it because that guy kept dressing up in different costumes and being a different character, but he was the same character. That was hilarious.
Talk about easy victory. Talk about, like, easy victory. Let's take Nathan Fillion and... now you give me an Uncharted movie. Why can't you... Uncharted games are literally like playing a movie. It's like playing a movie.
It's some of the best storytelling in video games, period. I will also say that low-key, Uncharted had one of the funnest third-person shooting mechanics out of any game I've played in multiplayer. And the reason I say that is it was just extremely fun to move around the map, to navigate. The little hand cannons that you use throughout the process was really fun. Some of the maps actually had like tanks rolling through them, so you have to worry about like you getting killed by the environment itself. That was one of those low-key games that a lot of people, if you did play the multiplayer, you loved it. And it reminded me of another video game that not a lot of people played. I take that back. A lot of people played when it came out, and it brought a mechanic that nobody else thought about early in consoles. And it was a PlayStation 2 game. It was called SOCOM, Navy SEALs.
I was going to say, like, wait, SOCOM? Like, nobody played that? No one played, like, SOCOM, like, 3 or 4, but SOCOM 1.
I did. I played it. And the coolest thing about SOCOM...
Sir, you lived it.
The coolest thing about SOCOM was in multiplayer, because it was one of the first games to actually have online multiplayer. Yeah. If you killed somebody, you could dance. And you could create dances for your guy.
Get at me, Fortnite.
So you could shoot somebody... kill them and then worm on top of them.
So this is pre-Fortnite.
No, this is years before Fortnite.
What was
they were doing breakdance moves.
Halo knockoff. What was the Halo knockoff game?
Crysis?
Not Crysis. Crysis. Oh, that was such PC gaming extraordinaire. But no, what was it's the shit that people play now. That has like one of the characters you can play off looks like the engineers from the last Alien movie adaptation. What's that game called?
I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
Are you talking about one of the new Battle Royale games?
I think it's just a PS4 exclusive. It'll come to me. It's not that important now. Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to figure out which game you're talking about. Are you talking about the one that
made by Bungie. That's why I call it a knockoff, because it was like literally it was like one of those like copy memes where it's just they took the original concept, because 343 ended up taking over Halo, and so Bungie was like, okay, well, we're gonna...
Oh, you're talking about Destiny?
Destiny, that's what it... That's it. Destiny.
Like, Destiny, like, they were trying to do this crazy RPG thing, and it just never worked out.
Because you can do the dance celebrations there, too.
You can, but the thing is it just never worked out. Like, that game had cool concept, fun mechanics. I think they did the right thing with the different class types. The first game had a really bad story. The second game had a pretty decent story, but I think it... With video games, like, sometimes you can make it up with movies where you have a bad first movie, but the second movie ends up being amazing. But with video games, if your first game's bad, it's really hard to get people to pay $60 for your next
one. Right. Because it's friggin' expensive. $60, like... That's a commitment right there.
And then, 100%.
And if you try to give it back to GameStop, RIP, I hear they're probably going out of business pretty soon.
Pretty sure.
You're not going to get your money back. You're not going to get full retail value back for the game.
# Amazon.
You hate to see it. But there's so many like, that's the thing. It's like,
actually, Destiny would actually be a good movie. The funniest thing
Ghost Recon would be a good movie. Like, literally, you don't have to... You just have to play in the world. Why haven't people figured this out? That I can take a video game world. Dude, Resident Evil kind of did that.
But that game was amazing. Like, Wildlands...
Oh, I'm excited for the new game.
Wildlands was amazing. The Punisher's in the new one.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, one of the voice actors. And he's one of the characters I modeled after him. Yeah.
What's his name? Bushnell?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Ghost Recon could be an adaptation. I mean, actually, kind of close to it. The new Netflix original, and by new, I mean like a couple months old. It's got Ben Affleck in it and all that. Oscar Isaac, my boy Oscar Isaac. Poe Dameron.
That dude kills it.
Yes, very much so. That was kind of had like a... it almost had like a Ghost Recon Battlefield Bad Company kind of vibe to it. Bad Company would be a fun like a fun rated R, like slightly comedic action thriller.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
It, like, in the same vein of like Expendables in that aspect. You can do like a kind of a Dirty Dozen revamp in this bad company world.
You know, for the longest time, Peter Jackson was actually writing a Halo movie.
Oh, I know. And he's always been synonymous. Like, he's always been linked to the Halo movie somehow.
But it keeps getting, like, stopped. And I think it's because it's... To be honest, that would have to be a 2-hour-plus movie.
And?
Again, not everybody's like us where, you know... I'll take 2 hours of my day and go do that and go watch that. For me, that's fun, but not for everybody.
See, but Peter Jackson's good at executing for the most part, I will say. For the most part, he's good at executing long movies.
Legitimately, I would give it, like, if I was going to make a Halo movie right now, you know who I'd give it to?
Who?
I give it to the guys that make Game of Thrones.
No.
You know why I say that? The information is just there. All they have to do is put it together.
That's true.
That's what they're best at.
Right.
If the information already exists, they'll kill it.
Right.
But if the information doesn't, they're not going
to
be able to do it.
And it's a single solitary movie, so it appeals to their attention span. Like,
yeah, 100%. They could do one singular Halo movie, and I think it would be amazing because there is hundreds of books. They could choose whatever story they wanted.
That's true.
And there's so many stories.
I feel like that should be their initiation.
You do not have to do a Master Chief movie. You could actually do a group movie where it's actually I think it's the blue group or the red group.
Could you imagine a red versus blue movie?
That would be hilarious. But Master Chief actually had a 4-man squad. And they come back in the newest video game in Halo 5.
Yeah.
But they were because, you know, for Master Chief's story, he was a kid that was stolen and then built into the Spartans.
Right, right. They're children soldiers that were genetically alternate.
Yeah, but the scientists went around stealing children. # against the law. And making Spartans.
When you're facing an alien crisis, one must do. In Trump's America, probably.
I'm sorry, this old lady, first of all, if you listen to her, the scientist from the Halo franchise, if you listen to her talk, I'm not letting you take my kid, lady. But she came in the middle of the night and stole kids.
Came in the middle, like she's the boogeyman.
It's in the book. It's in the book. She would come in the middle of the night and steal your kids.
Rumpelstiltskin. But wait, because my head is going on a tangent right now. Red versus blue, same studio that brought us beloved Deadpool. Could you imagine Ryan Reynolds has to be
one of the casted.
He's got to be one of them. Like, who would be oh my gosh, that'd be so. I feel like there's enough comedic actors to Will Ferrell has to be one.
Will Ferrell could easily play a red versus blue Spartan.
Correct. And it'd probably be the only action movie he would ever be in.
Him, Ryan Reynolds, John C. Reilly.
I want Chris D'Elia to be one.
Chris D'Elia.
I want Theo Vaughn to be one of the stereotypical redneck.
Yeah, the redneck one. Yeah. Was he the pink armor?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I feel like there'd be such a good and you gotta throw in Brian Callen. Brian Callen is their commanding officer.
But
no one listens to him.
The only scenes that he's in is him and Chris D'Elia. All right, if you do not know Brian Callen, the comedian, and Chris D'Elia, their interactions together are some of the funniest interactions of any two people out there. They just troll each other constantly, and it's so good. It's such good entertainment. If you watch their Instagram, oh my God. Those guys, first of all, amazing stand-up comedians, but their interactions together, if they did a 2-man show with them just getting up there and trolling each other, they'd kill it. They would kill it because their interactions are just so good. And it's so legitimate. You could tell this is them just being themselves, talking to each other, and they do this all the time because it's there is no force to this. They do not force this. This is just them hanging out and talking shit to each other. It's amazing.
I'm genuinely would love to see this movie into reality. If you think about just from a plot line perspective, you can do a simple war game type scenario where it's these two rival platoons fight, trying to best one another, and then all of a sudden, their war game scenario ends up getting impeded by the Covenant, and so they have to work together in order to defeat a common enemy. It could work. it could work. I would love to. That would probably the closest thing that we could do. And it's all thanks to like Deadpool, where you just have like a no holds bar. Cause I mean, if you've never seen, the little mini episodes of Red versus Blue, I mean,
go watch them. They're very entertaining.
They're very entertaining. Some explicit language is used and crude jokes. Ooh.
And guys, we're driving when we do this podcast. This lady just tried to run, then figured out she wasn't going to make the light and turned around, almost got hit by a car.
She did the whole, she started running. She gets like halfway through the street. She goes, whoop, never mind. Let me run back.
And with that said, guys, thank you so much for listening this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. More than likely with a new movie update and review. Thank you for listening to this video game. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got entertainment out of it. Y'all have a great one.
See you guys.